Hi, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, joining you from the very beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend who might also enjoy. You might also be interested in my Patreon membership. Over on patreon.com for $6 a month, you can show your support for this podcast, my newsletter, and all of the other free offerings that I give. In return, and as a thank you, you get access to 60 plus yoga and meditation classes. My library of on-demand yoga and meditation is always growing with new classes every week in a variety of different styles and lengths. So it is a win-win-win if you join at patreon.com to support me in being able to put time into these newsletters and podcasts, as well as you getting access to a lot of great yoga. So if you're interested, please head over to patreon.com/spirocollective. So Patreon is P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and Spiro Collective is S-P-I-R-O Collective. And that's all one word after that slash. I always love to hear your reflections and feedback from these episodes. So if you'd like to share, you can head over to Instagram. I'm at Spiro Collective, or spirocollective.com. There's a contact me page there. Thanks so much for reaching out, for making this monologue into a dialogue, and again, thank you for being here. This week, I wanted to share a tool that I've been using recently with quite a few clients, and it's received some rave reviews, so I wanted to really share this powerful practice. Now, this tool, this mantra, it is particularly useful for my folks who are planners. So if you are someone that thinks three steps ahead, or you're really good at anticipating the roadblocks or issues in a situation, this is the tool for you. It's also very useful for folks who do what I like to call doom dreaming. Doom dreaming is when you rehearse all the things that can go wrong, you're prepared with the worst case scenario, and you spend all of your time daydreaming about doom. Ayurvedically, this tool is going to be most applicable for my folks who have kapha or pitta dosha. Kaphas can really have a major fear of change. So there's a lot of anticipation of the unknown, and it's one reason why kaphas tend to struggle with making life changes, like a new job or relationship, even when they're not really happy in their current situation. So there's this imagination of a worse future, and this fear creates little motivation to actually make a change. For my pittas, on the other hand, they are such great planners that they can get overly focused on risk mitigation. So they get consumed with all the things that can go wrong, and their minds start to swirl as they try to control for and take care of everything that might go wrong. So pittas and kaphas, this is a tool for you. So if it sounds like you, it is time for us to manage this doom dreaming. And so here is the tool. The tool is actually a mantra and then a practice. So the mantra is, if I'm going to consider the worst case scenario, I also have to consider the best case scenario. Okay, so if I'm going to consider the worst case scenario, I also am going to consider the best case scenario. And it's time to give equal attention to both the bad and the good. I know a lot of us can feel really silly or scoff at giving attention to the best case scenario. Maybe it's you get a little superstitious and you feel like if you think about what could go right, it might ruin your chances of success. Or maybe you're just scared of getting your hopes up. You don't want to be disappointed. Or maybe you've been called naive before. You've been called an optimist in a not-so-nice way. Or you feel shallow or irresponsible if you imagine everything going exactly as you want it to. But I would argue that doom dreaming is just as fanciful as thinking about all the positives, right? Because in both cases, we're looking ahead to a future that hasn't happened yet. We're fabricating a scenario where none of it is known or knowable. So in my view, I say, why not spend just as much time thinking about the good as we spend thinking about the bad? And I love this tool because it reminds us that all this future thinking is a guess. And perhaps by looking at these two different scenarios, both the positive and the negative, we can loosen the grip of fear or anxiety about the outcome. Instead of feeling like we know what's going to happen, this worst case scenario, we can get curious about what might happen next and then refocus on what it is we want to actually do in this moment so we can support the best possible outcome. So, first, the mantra. If I'm going to consider the worst case scenario, I have to consider the best case scenario. And then do it. Consider the best case scenario. Plan for it just as much as you would plan for the worst case scenario. So I would love to know what you have been doom dreaming about and what is actually the best case scenario in this case. Notice how spending time on this best case scenario might help you be much less preoccupied with everything that can go wrong and can give you a sense of freedom around the situation. I would love to hear if you put this tool into practice. Again, reach out on Instagram at Spiro Collective or head to spirocollective.com. There's a contact me page there. One last note before we close up for the week. I am hosting some special holiday 30-minute coaching sessions on December 12th. So it's a 30-minute coaching session where we get to dive deep into one issue that's making you feel stuck this holiday season. We're going to get some clarity as well as an action plan. So there's no more doom dreaming. You can receive a recording and a written recap of our session. These sessions are discounted. It is very, very rare that I do one-off sessions like this, let alone 30-minute sessions. So please sign up today. You can head over to spirocollective.com and check out the link there for the holiday coaching sessions. Hope to see you there. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the community. Again, if you enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend. Have a wonderful week.